Hi, this is Gary Kelly with the Real Talk podcast for Castagnetti Realty Group. I am joined today by Jennifer Feeney. And Jennifer is a loan officer with Milestone Mortgage Solutions. I always want to say Millstone. I met Jennifer this past weekend in an open house. I was there, you know, waiting for people to come in, handing out brochures and all that. And Jennifer shows up and says, I've got a soda and I've got some popcorn and I'd like to do business with you. One of the things that I found intriguing though is she said, I used to be an underwriter. Now, whoa, underwriter. They're the people behind the curtain. They're the people that no one gets to see. No one gets to talk to. So that was on Sunday and this is Tuesday when we're recording this. And Jen, I would really appreciate it if you could tell us a little bit more about what an underwriter does in particular.
Okay. So we're basically the one who decides yes or no, we can move forward with this loan. And I put, most times put additional conditions on that we might be missing. And then once all the conditions are in, you're what they call clear to close and your file can go to the, powers that be, that attorneys and everybody to reach the settlement. I'm reviewing the appraisal. So I've been doing it for 25 years. So to say I know this area is an understatement. I know how to review the appraisal, look at the comps, you know, see if there was any kind of mistakes by the appraiser, or you can kind of tell if they're trying to stretch things to reach a value that might not really be there. So the appraisal is an important piece of it. But it's basically the credit, income and assets, and confirming that all that information is accurate.
So you're the one that can go this or
honestly, a denial is very rare. We'll try to make it work. A lot of times, if it's a qualifying issue, we can add a co-borrower. We can get gifts to increase the amount of assets. So these are tools that we can use to avoid a denial, because everybody wants the loan to work.
So I've had occasions where I'll have a loan officer call me up and say, the underwriter says, why can't the underwriter just call me and tell me this directly?
Well, I'm sure there's rules in terms of loan officer having to be licensed where an underwriter is not. So there's a lot of rules regarding talking about interest rate. And so they probably want to have a buffer zone between the loan officer and, the borrower and the underwriter. But I was always willing to talk directly with loan officers and explain how it works. And I've done every part of this business. So I was a processor at one time. So I did deal with customers directly. So it's not foreign. We're not really trying to hide things. We're just...
You're behind the curtain.
No, we're just busy. I mean, I was thinking about it. And, you know, the thought that you can never talk to an underwriter. Well, you know, if you're a surgeon and you're in the middle of a surgery, they don't walk in and say, hey, can you take a look at this x-ray? You know, we're trying to look at a loan as a whole, as a whole package, not just one piece of it. And so sometimes they're complicated. They have multiple properties that they own. And you could be in the middle of that and you really need to be able to concentrate and not be interrupted.
What I call is you need to go heads down.
Yeah, exactly. But I was always one of the ones that was willing to talk and explain. That's kind of how I feel now is I want to educate people.
So you've now transitioned to the other side.
No, the dark side.
Well, no, you could argue which side's the darkest.
Yeah.
So tell me what you're doing now.
So I am a loan officer. I am able to do business in all New England states except for Vermont and also South Carolina and Florida. We are a broker shop, so we do not lend our own money. I have over 20 lenders that I can place your loan in, which makes me a little bit unique in that I don't have one set of underwriters that I'm stuck with in case there's a bad apple. I have plenty of outlets to send the loan to somewhere else if I need to.
Now, do you ever get in a situation where you say, I've seen this application 30 times before with other people, and I know it can get through. I need to bounce it to a different company. Doesn't that become sticky at some point?
I don't think so. It depends on what it is. I mean, if there was an issue, let's say, for example, maybe there was a deposit on the bank statement that the borrower couldn't source. We need to go back 2 months to source the deposits. It's possible that enough time passes where we don't see that deposit anymore. And if we're dealing with a completely brand new lender and they, they only need 2 months worth of bank statements and that deposit is no longer showing, problem solved. Right?
So, which I know it's a personal preference. You had the opportunity to go heads down, sit in your sweats all day long, never have to, you know, get fed raw meat, and now you're out with clients. Which side do you prefer, and how would you compare and contrast them?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't, voluntarily pushed into this part of it. I was laid off by my company. Unfortunately, for a lot of my colleagues in my position with my number of years of experience, you know, we were paid well for our experience. And when the mortgage companies stopped getting as many loans because the interest rates went up, they were left with a tough decision on how to stay profitable. And in my company that I was with for 13 and a half years, decided to get rid of the top six underwriters that they had, which was also the highest paid. So I was just found it difficult to find another job. And at my age, I didn't want to do something different. I really do love mortgages. I know them. I love talking about them. And so for me, it seems kind of natural. And now that I'm in it, I love going out. You know, it's not easy to get rejected, but it's still on a nice sunny day. It's nice to be able to be out in your car driving around rather than stuck behind a computer.
No, but I think one of the things, I've got a friend who's a loan officer, and he's normally pretty even tempered. And I would argue that he's normally very collaborative and tries to help with the client and all that. And when he finds he's been doing that and he finds the client has switched to a different loan source because they can save 0.25%, honestly, he kind of blows a gasket.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you do spend a lot of time. Just like in real estate, you only get paid when it closes. If you've done all you could do and it doesn't sell and the contract is up, you know, you didn't get paid for all those hours that you spent. So that's disappointing. But I think what's missing there is you're not connecting enough with the borrower. You're not explaining exactly what the benefits are of your own, you know, service that you're providing, because it is a service, not just an interest rate. And if they understand that and you treat it as such, they're less likely to go somewhere else for the interest rate.
So, Jen, if someone wanted to reach you and continue the conversation, how would they do that?
I am all over. I'm trying a media blitz. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. You know, anywhere. So my phone number is 508-330-4135. That's the best way to reach me.
And by the way, you do have an email.
I do. It's jfeeney@milestonemortgagesolutions.com.
That has to be the longest email address I've seen.
Yeah, it's tough. I've had a few over my career emails that were longer, but it is what it is.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and going over what goes on behind the curtain.
Absolutely.
I wish you a great rest of the day and a good selling season. And let's do some business.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.